This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
Hi, my name's Neil. I'm an OTI member. Most of my adult life, I've been sober curious or looking to go AF or doing stints of going alcohol free, but they would never stick. I think the reason they didn't stick was because there was lack of community or peer support. So once I found out about OTI and the community, I had to join straight away. Joining the OTI community has been the best alcohol free decision I've ever made. It's such a fun, safe space to share your alcohol free wins. There's always someone to give advice or celebrate with you. So if you're sober curious, come and join the fun at OTI. You won't regret it. It's a game changer.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to Over the Influence. Hope you are well. And wherever you are on your alcohol-free journey, you are welcome here. In fact, you might still be drinking. You might be sober curious. You might just be thinking about your drinking. You might be many, many years sober. Wherever you are, welcome to Over the Influence. Quick recap as to who we are. If you can hear some little noises in the background there, this is because we are recording today with baby Leo bouncing on Ben's knee. And let me tell you, it is the cutest vision over Zoom. It really is. I mean, it is, you know, it is most weeks, Ben, but more so today because you've got Leo on your knees. Very, very cute. My name is Sharon Hartley. Everybody calls me Shaz. I'm based in Lancashire in the northwest of England. Coming up for 5 years sober in the next couple of weeks, which when I say it out loud, it sounds ridiculous, but it's something that I'm chuffed to bits with, something that I'm very, very proud of, and something that never in a million years did I think I would, number one, enjoy, and two, just embrace. Sober life is fabulous, not without its ups and downs when you start out, of course, but trust us when we say it gets better and better and better. I'm 49, used to be a daily drinker, hurtling towards 50, and now just loving alcohol-free life. I'm just watching Ben wiping baby Leo's. Has he just been sick, Ben?
He's going through a stage, Shaz. He's going through a stage where he's constantly sick.
Oh, bless
and
him.
Apparently, my mom says that this is karma because I did exactly the same thing until I was 12 months old. Leo is coming up to 11, so I'm hoping it doesn't last for much longer. But hello, is it my intro now?
Your intro now, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
My name's Ben, and this is baby Leo. He's my son, and he's awesome. He's a top lad, and I love him very much. I'm getting married next week to Jem, who is the mother of the baby. And and the reason I got the baby on my lap whilst trying to do a serious professional podcast recording is because there's some last minute wedding things going on that Jem has had to go and tend to. So I've got the baby. You don't know who the guest is today, do you?
I've got to be honest with you. I don't feel entirely comfortable because here at Over the Influence, Ben does his bits and pieces, which are massive, basically. He sorts out, you know, how the podcast sounds and how we get it to our audience. And I, 99% of the time, book our amazing guests that join us on the podcast. And Ben just said to me, Shaz, can you record tonight? Have you got an hour spare? And I'm like, yeah, of course I can. He says, I've got a guest who's going to be joining us at some point. I don't know who this is, and it feels really weird.
Yeah, I've actually managed to find someone who is busier than you are,
not
Sharon.
Possible.
So we've got our guest coming in 5 minutes. So I've got to keep my eye on the waiting room, the Zoom waiting room. And they can be with us for 20.
Okay.
Because they have got to go. They've got another important engagement. But you know what? Before we get into that and before we... I will keep my eye on the waiting room and I'll welcome them in when they're here. I've got the baby on my lap. He's 10 months old. And Alfie and Millie are 15 and 10, so they're Gem's kids, and I'm going to be their official stepfather next week. So I have got an experience, but it's different, isn't it, when it's your child, and I mean, I'm going through it right from the off, smelly nappies, constant sick, etc. I'm getting the full parenting experience right now with baby Leo. But I mean, for you, kind of, like when you, because you talk all the time about how, oh, you're so lucky to be a sober parent.
Yeah.
Like, what do you actually mean by that?
Oh, God, that's a deep question to kick off this episode with, Ben.
It's supposed to be a quick aside before our guest arrives, and we can move on if you like.
No, I want to answer it. When I look at you, and I'm looking at you now with your little beautiful 11-month... No, is he 11 months, yeah? 11, 10, 11 months on your lap. All he's ever going to get is the best version of you, because you made a decision to remove alcohol 3 years ago. I didn't do that until I was 44. And so for a good chunk of my children's lives, you know, they knew me as a drinker. If I could rewind the clock, I absolutely would, because I regret wasting a lot of time and thinking that alcohol was the be-all and end-all, and it absolutely wasn't. But all I know is that when I say it with absolute pride to you, because I just know it's the best version of you. And it's one of the best things I've done for many, many reasons. But I think probably the biggest is the impact that it's had on my family and my relationships, and that they can see now that, you know, I can still be a loud, party-loving idiot. I just don't need to be fueled by booze anymore. And it's really important for me to set by example, really. They don't see me guzzling the wine anymore, you know. And it's the best thing. I'm really chuffed.
Which is great, but do our kids really ever follow our example, or will they always do their own thing because they're cool and young and they know better than you, Mom?
To a point. And I think, you know, when I think about our youngest, he's 15. Of course he's going to go through it. Of course he's going to experiment with alcohol. But I've seen the impact it's had on the old two. And whether it's accidental or a coincidence or not, I mean, they don't go, oh, Mum, you're amazing. And because you no longer drink, we're going to follow your path. They'll do what they want. They're 22, they're 20, and they're headstrong kids.
Like Ella, for example, does buy you like, oh, Mom, I'm taking you for a spa trip for the weekend or whatever. Oh, like, she does kind of show her appreciation in other ways, doesn't she?
Yeah, and it's she probably doesn't know quite how massive it is for me when she does things like that. I turn 50 later this year, and all I know is that she's booked us a trip away in September. And she's like, Mom, you've just got to be at the airport. I'm going to pack your case. Just turn up with your passport. And I'm like, I can't do this. I need some info. But she won't tell me a thing.
Is it bikinis? Is it scarves and woolly hats?
Do I have to get my body out or what? And yeah, we've done some stuff like that. And I have some really nice conversations with the boys as well. And James once said to me, you know, it's so much better now that you don't drink, because you don't need to, do you, Mum? And I'm like, nah, never needed it. You know, who knew? I don't even know if this has answered your question, Ben. I just know that Leo has got the best dad because he's got the best version of you. He's never going to deal with a hungover dad on the settee who says, you know, stick on the telly. You're just always going to be at full capacity. You're always going to be functioning at 100%. He's never going to get the duller version of you. And what a gift. What an absolute treat. And it makes my heart sing when I see it. So, yeah, there you go. I think I might have answered your question. Not sure.
Yeah. I love that. I think at the moment I'm very much in kind of, I've got the new job as well. We're getting married. Baby's 10 months. Yeah. It's very much kind of process. It's stuff to do. There's a list of jobs. And I'm kind of like, I'm appreciative that I'm alcohol free, because it's allowing me to kind of, I'm not thinking about the being the best version of myself thing. I'm just thinking about, have I got the energy to be able to get through tomorrow with all the stuff I've
got? I've got this.
I'm not thinking about the kind of wider, deeper things that being an alcohol free parent brings, if you know what I mean. I'm just thinking about, like, at least I'm not, you know, hungover and knackered, because I don't know how I'd have got through today if I was hungover and knackered.
Yeah, I get that, but I feel like I can comment on it or sort of maybe observe, because I've done both. I've been on both sides of it. You haven't been a parent as a drinker, have you? Mm. You know, you've only been sober.
No.
Of course, you've been an amazing step-parent, which becomes official very, very soon, to lovely Millie and amazing Alfie as well.
Yeah.
So this is all you know, and it's just it just becomes you. Sometimes I've got mega regrets, you know, but c'est la vie. I can't go back. I can only go forwards. And yeah, it's the best thing I've ever done.
Well, it's your 5-year celebration podcast today, Sharon. So iPhone 10 has just entered the waiting room. Should we ask Ella what she thinks about a mum being alcohol free? Hi, Ella Hartley. How are you?
I'm very well, are you?
It's so nice to meet you. I have heard so much about you from your mum. I can't believe that we're actually speaking. Sharon is currently... Is that a tear in your eye, Sharon Hartley? Your mum speaks about you all the time, Ella. Has she told you that she speaks about you all the time?
I kind of guess. did mum know I was coming on here?
What do you
Absolutely
think?
No idea.
I didn't have a clue.
No idea.
I did not have a clue. I told you, Ella, you rang me about 20 minutes ago and I said I can't pick up your calls from 6 because I'm recording with Ben. And I didn't know it was you.
Oh, yeah. I was in such a rush. Ben's never going to have me on here again.
I said to you, Mum, we've got a guest today who's probably, I found someone who's busier than you are. And it turns out it's her daughter. Ella, thank you so much for your time, because I know you've got, can we say what you got on?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, you got a job interview for a really amazing opportunity, which I know your mum will just be beaming about. We've not spoken about it yet.
Do I even know about this? I don't know what's going on. Can somebody fill me in? Ella, you do realise, by the way, that Ben is recording all this. This is a podcast. He's over the influence.
I know. I look like this. Ben messaged me before, 5 minutes ago, saying, can you join now? I was like, oh my gosh.
Don't worry about that. It doesn't matter how you look. Look at the state of me. What's this job interview, by the way? Is this something that your mother should know about?
No, it's just a nanny in one. And then I've got a few more coming up in the week.
Amazing. So we've only got you for 20 minutes. Oh, Ben, we're going to have words after this recording.
The reason I wanted to invite you on, Ella, and I didn't want to tell Shaz about it, was because she speaks about you all the time and so highly. You know, she's such a proud mom and she loves all of you kids to absolute bits. But she also talks about kind of, you know, what it's like being an alcohol-free parent now. Sorry, you can see that I've got the baby on my shoulder who's currently going mad.
Look at him, Liam.
He's going through a stage where he has a mad wriggle for about 10 minutes and then he'll fall asleep on my shoulder in a minute. But she talks about, you know, and we had a little bit of a conversation about it before you arrived, about kind of being a parent as a drinker, being a parent as a non-drinker. And I wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth, from you, Ella. And just to kind of reflect on the fact that your mom is 5 years alcohol-free very, very soon. Did you ever think that that would be something that you'd be celebrating?
No, not in a million years. Not when I was growing up. It was a very different relationship, as mum will agree with. We didn't really see eye to eye when she used to drink, but I am very proud of her now and a lot closer. I've moved out of home just for universities and studies and we get along a lot better now. She's a lot more understanding when she hasn't had a drink and a lot more caring. She's always there to pick up the phone. Well, actually, she's not. She's too famous now to pick up the phone.
Let me interject. Ella, I work on the radio 10 till 2 and Ella will ring me between 10 and 2. You know, like when I'm doing my job, you know, broadcasting to Lancashire, Ella. So don't even give me that. I can't speak.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah. It's two different people, in my opinion. My mum before... I don't really know how to say this in words that will be put across the best.
We don't have to go too far back, Ella. We don't. To be honest, I'm much more interested in the new version.
That's what I mean. The comparing.
You can be honest. It's okay. You can say how you feel.
Mum was a good mum before. However, there was times where she wasn't there. She'd be hungover or in bed, or she'd be drunk when I'd be upset about things. And there's times when you're younger that I spoke to my dad about this actually the other day when it was just me and my dad one-to-one. And he said it's crazy how children see it from a different view, because my dad never saw it from where I was coming from. I was always seen as quite dramatic when really I just needed my mum. God, don't get upset.
Okay.
But now it's a different story. Like it is. Even though she might not pick up the phone, she'll message me and she'll be like, what? What's up? She'll always be there. She'll have a rant, or, you know, I can open up to her now a lot better than I could before.
And I suppose this, can you describe then, because obviously thousands of listeners, because she is very famous now, Ella, our thousands of listeners across the globe, I might add, know the polished on-air version of Sharon Hartley. But can you tell us what she's like as an alcohol-free mum then? Just kind of the behind the scenes. And don't hold back, Ella.
I can't deal with this episode. I can't.
Crazy. She's crazy. You'll come home. It doesn't matter if she's drinking or not, really. She's always crazy. You'll come home and I'll put some music on. She's still dancing and twerking in the kitchen. Still at her. A great age of nearly 50. She's still giving it big moves with all of us children. She'll always be laughing with my brothers. And a great mum. Very understanding, but up for a laugh. Still up to do crazy stuff, adventures. But she's a lot more. She's a lot more interested in valuable time now with the family. And it's so great for us being older and me experiencing life a lot differently now since training to be a midwife. It opens up your eyes. You see how valuable relationships are, especially with your mum and especially for a girl, because I'm the only girl in my family. I've got two brothers, and it's great having a girl chat sometimes because my brothers don't listen. They don't want to know, don't want to care. So I think having someone that isn't waking up with a hangover 24/7 or isn't there enough to talk to is a massive difference. And as children, we appreciate it massively, even though I'll never really tell my mum that. We do massively, a lot more, especially the family as well.
Well, you might not tell your mum, but you do show your mum, don't you? Like, you organise little surprises and there's a big surprise coming up, isn't there?
There is a big surprise coming up that she's not going to know about.
I can't go.
She still doesn't trust me about it.
But, I just know what you're like, Ella, with travel arrangements and passports and getting to places on time. You know, I do have my concerns, but I've put them all to one side. I'm just very, very grateful. Very grateful.
It'll be an alcohol-free little trip away.
And I suppose we talk to a lot of people on the podcast, and a lot of them have got kids and are kind of looking at it from the parents' point of view.
Yeah.
But from the child's point of view, one of the things that always people always say is, oh, yeah, the kids are always watching. You know, they always see what you're doing. Yeah. Would you say that's true?
Always. Always. Like, I can't explain enough. And me and my little brother, we are quite close. He's getting a teenager now and he's horrendous. But we're all very close. Like, me and him tells me everything about, like, girls and all that. And one of the main things that we talk about is how we still remember mum's best friend used to live around the corner and used to drink all the time together, like most nights, bottles of wine. It was more of a social thing, but they didn't really realise it. Like, my mum didn't realise she was, you know, getting worse with the drinking habits. And I remember walking my mum home drunk with my little brother from that house, and you just remember everything. You just take notice of everything, how the moods change or how the language change massively. And you kind of get this resentment against them. You find that, for me, hearing a bottle of wine pour into a glass from the ages of, like, when my friends drunk, like, very young, but 15 to about, well, now, the noise of hearing a wine into a glass bottle, really, I just really didn't like it. My friends were like, why is that an issue? But it's because my mum drunk. But I never really saw it as an issue until I got older, if that made sense. And still, you stop hearing the noise, you start, like, getting resentments of why and what happened.
And I suppose, how often do you look back compared to how much you appreciate the relationship that you've got with your mum now? And I will let you talk in a minute, Shaz, by the way, because I didn't realise that we are co-hosts on this podcast and this is your daughter.
It's fine, I'm listening.
I don't really look back now. I think my mum's changed that much that you don't really think about it. You just think about, like, her 50th birthday, what you're going to plan, what she's doing, you know, day-to-day chat, just normal things. You don't really think about the past. Obviously, you're proud that she's moved on and things, but you don't really hung up on it. Like, it's moved on now. There's no point talking about it because it's done and dusted.
And if someone, like, I know that you kind of described what Sharon's like behind the scenes, and it sounds very much like what she's like on the podcast. Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Loves a dance. Does she burst into song at home? Because that's something that really winds me up when she does it on the podcast. Yeah.
All the time. The other way I can describe my mum is like she's crazy. She has these random bursts of energy that she can't like describe. She'll just burst out in dance moves and song. Especially when she's talking about the community and she gets very excited.
How much do you know about OTI then? Because it is, because some people call it their dirty little secret in terms of the community, because they've got kind of family relationships, yeah. For example, that they want to do. They listen to Sharon and they are inspired and they want to do exactly the same thing. But starting this thing out, it's hard. Yeah. Booze is everywhere. You know, it's such a massive part of our society. Birthdays, funerals, we say it all the time. You drink to commiserate, you drink to celebrate, and you drink for everything in between. Where was I going with this? The baby's absolutely distracting. What did I say at the beginning of that sentence?
You were talking about the OTI community, because obviously Ella is...
She
knows what we do, and in fact Ella joined us on one of our walks. We did Scarfell, and Ella came with a lot of community members. And again, Ella doesn't probably know this, but that day to me meant the world, because she got a bit of an insight into what we do and why we do it.
So what do you know about OTI? Because it's some people's dirty little secret, but I suppose, Sharon, it's quite difficult to keep it a secret when you're on a podcast every single week that goes out to thousands and thousands of people.
Well, it was more of a sideline kind of getting to know. I didn't know much about it. I'm so busy with my lifestyle that it was home, mum talked about it a little bit, and then I left. I did, because I don't live with it. But as soon as I went to the community walk, is where I got all the insight from all the members, and they were all lovely. And was it 100 days to Mark the other day?
It was Mark's 100 days. Well remembered.
Congratulations. And you just get to know everyone and all their stories, and everyone's got a different path, but everyone's doing it for the same reasons, kind of, if that made sense. Like, everyone wants to have a happy lifestyle and become themselves again. So mum's teach me all about the community, but still learning. But it sounds great, and it sounds like it's growing and doing amazing.
On that walk that you joined, did people talk to you about your mum? Were they trying to find out, like, how I've been doing? The kind of behind-the-scenes dirty little secrets? Yes.
I'm hating this. I mean,
A few people asked how I saw it. My mum, obviously, a few people had children, and they were asking my perspective of it, which I've just gone through and things. But they were telling me about their stories and how some people have just noticed themselves and that self-achievement of little days. It's not even just becoming sober. It's hitting the 100 days or the 50 days for them. That's enough. And that's great. So it's just, it was good walk, actually. Yeah, everyone was so lovely.
Sharon, do you want to ask? Do you want to talk to your daughter? Because I've just hijacked it.
Yeah, of course I do. I really do. I did not expect this. I did not expect this.
The reason I was thinking, who do we need to get on to celebrate Sharon's 5 years? And I thought there's only one person, because I know just how valuable the relationship you have with Ella is to you. You don't have to say it explicitly. You just talk about her and beam and, oh, she's organised this and we're going here and we're doing that. And it's just amazing. Like, you just have this joyful, overwhelmingly grateful feelings towards the relationship you have with Ella.
Yeah. And
so it had to be her.
It did. And thank you, Ella. And I realise that you've probably got to go in about 2 minutes' time, because you've got this big interview to do, which is ace. I'm dead emotional. I'm really, really emotional. It's really hard to hear the effect as a parent you had on your children as a drinker. And it's obviously, I'm hearing things for the first time from Ella, and good on you for sharing. Absolutely, because there'll be parents listening to this now, and it will absolutely resonate. And it's hard to hear. But what cancels that out is where we're at now, which is me having not drunk for 5 years, because it has changed things massively. I'm really proud of my relationship with all my kids. But I think in particular with you, Ella, because it probably affected you the most, and I wasn't there at times, and I wish I could turn back the clock, but I can't. I can say sorry, genuinely, from from the bottom of my heart for fucking it up over the years. But I love what you said about not looking back and just looking forward. It's ace. And to have you on that walk when we did Scarfell with a load of community members. She was there with Danny Bangers. Adra, to think what it was going off on in her
ears.
Seriously, the infamous
Danny Bangers.
Danny Bangers.
The man of many nicknames. The Sausage King, King of Pastry, the Porky Prince of the Northwest. It continues. Poor Danny.
He's a legend.
I didn't actually see much of Ella because she's a mountain goat and I'm pushing 50. And so she was up front doing it. But it was a really big deal for me, for Ella to be able to see for herself how important Over the Influence is to me, because I know I give it so much time and I'm dead aware sometimes. I'm thinking, oh, crikey, I'm working full time. And obviously I'm still a mum and we've got the house to look after and my children to look after. And OTI does take up a lot of time, but it's really important because it's not just, of course, it's for our members and our listeners as well. But it's massively important to me, to keep me accountable, to keep me sober, and to keep life where it is now. I'll never go back. Things have changed too much. It's really, really positive. It's dead exciting. And thank you, Ella. It's been a massive surprise, a little bit emotional, but a real joy to see you on the podcast.
Is this typical of your mum, by the way, Ella? Because, you know, when people talk about keeping themselves accountable, they might say to like one or two people, maybe a partner, maybe a friend, but your mum's decided to make herself accountable to thousands of people across the globe, yeah. Which feels like, I mean, it's go big or go home, Shaz, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's accidental. None of this.
Yeah, it is all accidental.
It's all very accidental. The whole taking a break from alcohol, it was never meant to lead to long-term sobriety, which then led to a podcast, which then led to the community. None of this was supposed to happen, but it has, and I'm really glad it has, and I'll be eternally grateful for making that decision, because of the impact it's had, you know, most of all on my family as well as myself. So yeah, I'm really hot and sweaty tonight, Ben. It's been really
sweaty knees.
Too much.
You couldn't tell who's speaking then, could you, Ella? That was actually me doing an impression of your mum. I know you might not believe that. But it was,
did you get that, Ella? Did you hear that?
It was actually me.
I get this week in, week out. I get this abuse off Ben. Constant.
Well, it was lovely talking to you all. And just one for the listeners. As the daughter and as a child of the family that might have been through this, all we want is a loving parent and someone to listen to. And that's the most important thing. We understand, we do, as much as we hate all parents at times. But one thing that we do remember, is the love at the little times and the little things, especially. So things might have happened and a lot of mistakes might have been made from both parts, but it's all about how the time is now. That's the important thing. But I am going to have to love you and leave you both.
Got to go. Go and smash this interview,
Ella. Got to go get this interview.
And let's keep in touch because now we're Instagram friends.
I know.
Which is great.
Oh, he's right. All right, whatever. Did he slide into your DMs and all this?
I did.
He thinks he's so trendy, Ella. He's not. He's absolutely not. Ben, thank you for arranging this.
I want to keep you on, Shaz.
Yeah, I know,
so Ella's
got to
go, but it doesn't mean we have.
Ella, before you go, thank you. You're a fabulous daughter and I love you lots. Thank you.
Bye.
You okay?
No. No, I'm not.
I didn't know if that was the right thing to do or not, because I know that this is very personal.
That was a lot.
And I know. And when I was thinking about who can I get on,
I know.
It had to be Ella for 5 years, because she's so proud of you. Right, I've spoken enough. How are you feeling?
I can't string a sentence. Hang on. I've got my blackcurrant. Just bear with. Oh, God. How am I feeling? Was that the question?
Yeah.
Really proud that she actually did that, because that is massively out of her comfort zone. For Ella to actually say yes to do that is massive. Excuse me, I just found some tissues. Oh, get a grip.
You keep some handy tissues next to your OTI recording station.
But because I'm in the shared space with the eldest lad in the boiler room, he's got really bad hay fever, so there's always tissues. Excuse me, this is grim. Hang on.
Hopefully, dear listener, you can hear the gentle sounds of the baby snoring, not Shaz blowing the nose.
Not me with me runny schnoz. Oh, right. Okay, let me compose myself. Oof. How am I feeling? I think any parent would relate when they hear their children telling them, and you listening properly, how your drinking had an impact and how it made them feel. And they've got every right to say that. There's so much I wanted to say to Ella. There's so much I wanted to say, but it wasn't for me to do so. It was Ella's time to speak. And hopefully we'll have a good old catch up at some point. What was I going to say then? I was going to say something. I used to, when I was sort of in, you know, the height of my drinking, which actually got worse, and it's something we've never talked about on the podcast, but I'll go there now. We'll talk about it briefly now. I'll just quickly touch on it. When Ella was 14, she was at the Manchester Arena with her friends, and it was her first ever gig without parents, and it was the night of the Manchester bomb, and it was a school night. It was a Monday, and they were there on their own with no parents. Weirdly, it was one of the very few nights that I hadn't drunk. I was actually driving that night, and Ella and her friends were all okay. You know, physically they were okay. Mentally, I think the impact is it's still there. But after that, that's when my drinking really sort of took a nosedive, and I just kept going for another year after that. You know, it just ramped up. And then that was when there was a real impact on Martin and Ella's relationship. She's been really strong through all that. Really, really strong. And I wasn't there as a mum when I should have been. And I know I let her down, but I say this a lot on the pod and in the community and to other parents that get in touch. The best apology is change behaviour. And to hear Ella say how much she likes it now and how I'm there and it's the small things that count and I've got the time, it means the absolute world. If I could turn back the clock, I would. You know, if alcohol never featured in my life, brilliant. But it did, and I can't. And all I can do now is look forward and be really, really proud of where I'm at and really proud of me kids and really proud of Ella for doing that today, for coming on the podcast. It's a first, and it's a lot, and it's dead emotional. But I think, thank you. I'm not quite sure.
You know what? I know that you said before, oh, we don't talk about it. You know, we don't talk about it. She shows me, we don't talk about it. I just wanted to get her on so that she could say it, you know, and that you could hear it, because she's obviously so proud of you.
I know she is.
And you know what? Like, she's young, yeah, in terms of, she's an adult, and she's switched on, and she gets it, doesn't she? I think maybe that's a change as well, bearing in mind that she is now a part of, but just by being an adult in the UK, she is now surrounded by drinking culture, because that's what happens if you go to the pub, or if you go for, not even to the pub, for a restaurant, and then we're all having wines and cocktails at lunchtime because it's Saturday, or, you know, work drinks, or, you know, the football, wherever you go, we're surrounded by it. So she's now part of that culture. And maybe that's had an impact in terms of kind of, you know, understanding a bit more about maybe why people drink and why and how it can ramp up.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. But I love when she said about, you know, how, yeah, you know, you remember what's happened before, but that's not the important part. Mm. The important part is what happens next. And you've now been doing that for 5 years.
I know.
Five years.
I know. And she's a young woman now of 20 years old. She was 15 when I stopped drinking. And those still are, as a parent, you'll know this, particularly if you've got daughters, it's a hellish time. You know, it's a difficult time for kids anyway. You know, teenagers are going through it themselves with social media, with friendship groups, with parents that drink. It was never her fault. That was the thing for me. It was never her fault. And at the time when I was drinking, this is the point I was meant to make ages ago, actually, when I just referenced when I talked about Manchester, you know, I was very angry and miserable drunk, and, oh, kids made me do it, and her behaviour this and her behaviour that. It was never her fault. It was my fault. I was the grown-ass adult. I was the one choosing to drink. And I was the one pissing off my family, left, right and centre. And I love what she said at the end there. You know, she said, just as kids, whatever age they are, they just want their parents to be there for them. And I never thought in a squillion years I'd be having this conversation on a podcast downloaded by thousands across the world about my relationship with one of my kids. It's amazing that she's done that. Oh, I feel like I've...
You were there sober for Ella's 16th, for her 17th, for her 18th, for her 19th, for her 20th.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. And I get the kind of looking back, and everybody does. For me, it's not with kids, but it's definitely relationships that I look back on and think, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I? Because of the booze, you know, and there's definitely things that I look back on and wish that I could turn back the clock. But you changed it. You did. You made an active decision to do something really hard. And then not only did you do that, you then stuck with it. And for her kind of really formative years, you were alcohol-free mum.
And I will be forever going forward. So when she, you know, gets married and has her children and takes her mum on another, you know, surprising mini break somewhere, I'll be there. Sober and twerking, according to Flipping Ella. I mean, can you not reveal my secrets, Ella? Thank you.
Oh, come on. You twerk on TikTok, Shaz. We've seen your twerking.
She
and it
taught
often
me.
Involves a dodgy costume as well.
Yeah, I learned from the best. She taught me everything I know. And I'm dying to find out about this interview she's got. Of course she's too busy. Of course she cancelled last night. It all makes sense now who the mystery guest was. amazing. Thank you. 5 years. 5 years alcohol-free. And I can't believe that my daughter has just been on the podcast. Can't believe it.
And we can quite confidently raise an alcohol-free glass, which we'll be doing at the wedding next week. We've got kombucha.
Amazing.
When people are raising, toasting with champagne, we've got a really nice, from LA Brewery.
Oh, get you, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Posh stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah, posh stuff. Who put us onto that, Shaz, in the first place? We both like that, don't we?
I think they got in touch with us. LA Brewery got in touch.
Maybe they did.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And they sent us a couple of samples and it was really, really nice.
Well, it worked because I've ordered two cases
for the
wedding.
Well, there you go.
So I hope you're going to be thirsty. But yes, we can raise an alcohol-free glass to the next 5 years quite confidently, can't we?
I'd say so. I mean, after listening to that, I mean, I'm never going back, am I? Ever. For many, many reasons. I don't want to. We can absolutely raise an AF glass to the next 5 years confidently. Ooh, can we stop now? I can't take any more.
We can. Shaz, just from me, I would not be doing this if it wasn't for you. I was definitely drinking too much. I was drinking for the wrong reasons. I was drinking because I was stressed, not because it was enhancing anything or part of a fun night. I was drinking to escape and to forget. And that's as soon as that really starts, and it was for a while that, you know, this wasn't, you know, a bad week. This was kind of a slippery slope. And, you know, like we mentioned in last week's podcast, the Clever Tim. What did we call him last week? Tim. Wise Tim. His quote about, I didn't have a rock bottom, but I could see it from where I was standing. That resonated with me massively when he said that. And, you know, that's what I was doing. I was only going in one direction. And you came into my life wearing a suit.
You mentioned that bloody blouse. I'll smack you on.
Wearing a suit. With your posh voice. Hello, my name is Sharon Hartley. And I would like to make a podcast about alcohol-free living, please, Mr. Producer Ben. And you started talking about, and by that point, you'd definitely done a year, but you weren't that much more
maybe,
far along than that.
Maybe 12, 18 months, maybe max. Yeah, something like that.
But you started talking in your booming northern voice about how fabulous alcohol-free life was, about how you don't actually lose anything and it's just all about what you gain. It's the changes, it's the relationship changes, but it's also the change in the relationship you have with yourself, Sharon.
Oh man, did I actually, you know, come out with you that?
No, I don't think you did. But you spoke about it in a way that made me do something that I don't think anyone in my life would ever think that I'd do, which is to go, go on, I'll give it a little go then. And first of all, it was with the moderation plan. And then when that went to shit, you then helped me to kind of really make the final decision. You didn't put any pressure on me ever to try a stint without booze. But when I came to you and said, this is what I'm doing, you were hugely supportive. You didn't kind of go, look, do this forever and it's great. You went, look, just do 3 months. See how you get on. You kind of, you helped me through it gently. And honestly, Sharon, if you hadn't have decided to go alcohol-free 5 years ago, I wouldn't have gone alcohol-free. Thousands of other people listening to this podcast wouldn't have gone alcohol-free. I don't know if I'd be getting married next week. I don't know if I'd have a baby who's actually fallen asleep. And just checking on the Zoom. That's the shoulder that he was sick on.
Brilliant.
So that's kind of gross.
Nice.
I'll have to go and sort that out in a second, yeah. But, you know, would I be here in my life? I really don't think so. So I and Ella, but then also all the people listening, owe you a huge thank you for everything that you do, for being loud and proud about it, for telling us about your the joys of alcohol-free life, from the joys of alcohol-free life to your sweaty knees. You tell us it all, Shaz. And you know what? It's incredibly brave to be as honest as you are on this podcast. There's a very small amount of people who can do what you do. And it's an absolute pleasure to work with you every single week. I love this podcast. I love how much it's helping people. I love, like you said, you know, it's not just about everyone else. It's about keeping us accountable as well. I love that it does that for you. But Shaz, you just have to look around every day and you see it every day. I know that Ella doesn't live there anymore, but you've got other, you know, the kids, you've got them around. And I know that, you know, even if it's not said all the time, just how much they love this version of you. You're just an AF legend, Shaz, basically. Just an absolute AF fucking legend. And it's great to be your mate.
Oh, man. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. It's rare that I'm stuck for words. And this is one of those rare occasions. I feel emotionally ruined. I've actually got a massive smile on my face now, having had like the snottiest nose and the leakiest eyes. I am really proud, and I'm really proud of what we've created, and I'm so glad that I strolled into your house with my briefcase and my shirt going, hello, my name
hello.
Is Sharon, hello,
yes.
Please may we?
I'm Sharon from the BBC, yes, I'd like to make a podcast, yes, very good, very good.
And here we are, yeah. And it's the best thing ever. Thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you. It's a pleasure. It really is. And there's nobody else I'd rather be doing it with. There's nobody else, to be honest, Ben, that will put up with my relentless mithering, you know, 7 days a week.
And spontaneous singing. Right. Thanks for joining us again for this special episode of Over the Influence. Should we do it again next week, Shaz?
Are there going to be any surprises next week?
No, you're back to booking the guests, yeah.
Back to booking the guests next week, yeah. And guaranteed it'll be a cracker. They always are. We have some amazing guests on the podcast. And this week for me, it's been really, really special. The amazing guest, my daughter, Ella.